This summer, we've had a couple instances where people have died trying to save animals from getting run over by vehicles. The first case was a woman over in the maybe Burlington area who was run over when she was trying to save her dog. The dog lived and she died. She got run over by a semi-truck. You know what that looks like with a deer. You can only imagine what that looks like with a person. And then the second case was on Highway 30, going out of Madison, where a woman decided to try to save Mama Duck with baby ducks. She died. She not only died, she was run over by a car right in front of her children. She sacrificed her life to try to save those baby ducks. And look, I love animals as much as any... No, I don't love animals as much as anybody. I love me far more than I love any animal. Does that make me selfish? No. I understand the pecking order. I would not run out in the middle of an interstate or highway and get clobbered because some baby ducks were going to get run over. Got it? Good. You know, whenever I hit a deer, I don't feel bad for the deer at all. It doesn't. The only thing I'm doing is I'm literally swearing at the deer. So anyway, this woman runs over the baby ducks. And so, you know, the police and sheriff's department put out these warnings. Do not run into the highway to save baby ducks. Dumb. Dumbity dum bum bum. Dumbity bum 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 dum. I turned on the TV the other night. And what do I... Oh, this... You are going to be speechless.
...who was hit and killed while trying to rescue duck.
All right, let's try that again.
Friends and family are working to honor a McFarland woman who was hit and killed while trying to rescue ducklings on Highway 30 in Madison last month. Police say Kimberly Zier left her car to help those ducks and was hit by another car. Police say the 22-year-old driver from Deerfield is cooperating and is not being identified because that person has not been charged with any wrongdoing. Today, friends and loved ones held a celebration of life for Zier, and they're talking about building a highway bridge in her memory. Catherine Larson has you covered on that effort to create a wildlife crossing.
It's the mom taking care of the ducklings.
Madison alder David Aaron still struggles.
Such a kind of instinctive response.
A response that ultimately killed Kimberly Zier along this busy strip of road.
A complete tragedy.
But Alder Aarons believes a Highway 30 wildlife crossing similar to these out west and across the world can memorialize this mother's love of all creatures.
Where do wildlife cross? Where are they most endangered? And maybe that's something to think of doing a pilot bridge.
It's not
a pilot bridge. By the way, that's David Aarons from the Madison City Council. He's insane on so many things. He is insane. A pilot bridge. Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll do a pilot. Hey, we'll do a pilot wildlife bridge. Yeah, we'll spend a couple million dollars so little baby ducks can cross Highway 30. You know, as a matter of fact, what do you think? We should have wildlife bridges every mile? 2 miles? I mean, there's wildlife everywhere in Wisconsin. I don't care what county you're in. There's even wildlife in Milwaukee County. And we have so many roads. We have got to start building these bridges immediately. I want... Now, believe me, I wish the deer would cross on wildlife bridges, but I'm guessing they're still dumb enough to jump over the fence and run in the middle of traffic. That's because they're wild and they're dumb. They're animals. They're not smart. Ducks, deer, not smart. They're animals. We continue. Wildlife bridges. pilot wildlife bridges.
Keep to build a bridge over the interstate. This bike and pedestrian one over the Beltline cost $1.5 million, and it took years for the DOT to finally greenlight.
These are fairly expensive undertakings, and it's not something that the State Department of Transportation would likely fund.
They have to be designed with the cost in mind compared to how often they're going to be used.
Wisconsin Wildlife Federation President George Meyer says wildlife crossings work, but there are better alternatives.
Signage often works for things like ducklings.
And
Alder Ahrens hopes at the very least something can be done.
Well, hopefully they would allow a plaque, maybe not pertaining to that this is a duckling crossing, but a sign saying that there was a person here of great compassion that died here.
Or a person of great stupidity, depending on how you look at it. Yes. Let's distract drivers by putting up a monument to a woman who's dumb enough to run out in the middle of the highway, end her life in front of her children because she was worried about some stupid ducks crossing the road. Let's do that. You know, there's so many things the local news doesn't cover. And whether you watch TV in the Rockford market or the Madison market or even in the Milwaukee market in our listening area, or Dubuque, what have you. The things they don't cover, and then they cover this. They cover a damn wildlife bridge. Yes, they work. They work. I have a better idea to deal with this situation. How about we put some signs up? How about we put some signs up for motorists? Okay, because animals can't read signs. I don't know if you know that, but animals can't read signs. Okay. How about we put some signs up for motorists? 888-325-0937. How about we put some signs up for motorists? You know, since. Oh, just think, if those little ducks had a wildlife bridge, a woman would be alive today. Can you believe it? You know, it's bad enough. It's bad enough they build those pedestrian bridges that nobody ever uses. Yes, those bridges that go over the interstate and the Beltline and other highways, they spend $1.5 million on those things, and I never see anybody on them. Seriously, they put one over East Washington Avenue in Madison, you know, because some pedestrians were killed on East Wash. What do I see? I see people crossing the street all the time. They don't use the bridge. If humans don't use the bridges, do you think animals are going to use the bridges? Anyway, warning passengers not to get out of their cars or even slam on their brakes. What do you tell people? This appears to be a problem for people that have an overwhelming love of animals. I'm not sure what I'm looking for here, but I assume you agree with me that we should not build wildlife bridges. Just because animal lovers are getting slaughtered on the highways because they have a soft spot for little ducklings or their doggies. Let me just play a little bit of this again. This is from Channel 27 in Madison.
Friends and family are working to honor a McFarland woman who was hit and killed while trying to rescue ducklings on Highway 30 in Madison last month. Police say Kimberly Zier left her car to help those ducks and was hit by another car. Police say the 22-year-old driver from Deerfield is cooperating and is not being identified because that person has not been charged with any wrongdoing. Today, friends and loved ones held a celebration of life for Zier, and they're talking about building a highway bridge in her memory. Catherine Larson has you covered on that effort to create a wildlife crossing.
It's the mom taking care of The ducklings.
Madison Alder David Aaron still struggles.
Such a kind of instinctive response.
A response that ultimately killed Kimberly Zier along this busy strip of road.
A complete tragedy.
But Alder Aarons believes a Highway 30 wildlife crossing similar to these out west and across the world can memorialize this mother's love of all creatures.
Where do wildlife cross? Where are they most endangered? And maybe that's something to think of doing a pilot bridge.
It's not cheap to build a bridge over the interstate. This bike and pedestrian one over the Beltline cost $1.5 million.
$1.5 million or some dead ducks? I suggest we put signs up for for motorists, warning them not to get out of their goddamn cars. 888-325-0937. Maybe Nick is more kind than I am. Nick, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Are you there, Nick? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this me?
Yep, you bet.
Well, I think the answer is, and this would create jobs, you just have people wear those reflective, like, peonies, you know, when you were in seventh grade and you had to play basketball and you'd wear a peony.
Oh, yeah.
So they would stand, yeah, peony, reflective peony.
Uh-huh.
And so they would just each volunteer for a stretch of road. And they walk around and they just shush the animals, you know, shush, don't cross, you know, and it would create jobs. I mean, think of it. Think of all the roads. I mean, it's not just highways, it's roads.
No.
So they each cover 200 yards.
Do we give them like a whistle, like a crossing guard would have?
Well, a crossing guard, exactly what I thought of, but I don't think we're going to stop traffic to let the chipmunks and the muskrats and whatever go across.
No, just as a way. Just as a way.
Shush, you know.
Shush, shush,
shush. Get away. Shush, shush, shush. And they, you know, they'd make 11, 12, 15 bucks an hour and. Be great.
Well, now that is an outstanding idea, Nick. That seems much cheaper than building a bridge over the interstate.
Yeah, I don't think the deer would come around if, you know, you were saying shush. You could probably have a air horn or air horns would be good.
Air horns always have been one of my favorites. I love shooting off air horns. Very good, Nick. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
And by the way, this David Aarons is a nut job. Oh, I hate the city council in Madison. I don't know. I can't think of a worse city council than the one in Madison. Mark on the Beltline. You're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Yes, unfortunately, Aaron's is my Alder.
Oh, have you got that nut job? You know, he looks a little bit like Nicolae Ceaușescu, the executed Romanian dictator.
Yeah, he is. He's a piece of work. I pretty much told him when he was first running that there'd be no way that I would vote for him. So, but I still get his lovely flyers every once in a while.
Oh, he's a kook.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going on TV and advocating for a wildlife bridge?
Well, I saw this story, too. My wife is in the other room, and I'm just screaming at the TV, what the blank is this all about? So, anyway. Actually, I've got a better idea. We can actually incorporate this into driver's education, and whenever you have to renew your license, just have a simple pamphlet and it says, you know, wildlife crossing roadways, and you open it and it just says, if you go out in traffic, you will die.
And I'm just trying to think how to quantify that on a sign. You know, we have all kinds of signs and symbols now. Maybe what we need to do is draw a little picture of a truck running over a woman with some
or
little baby duck. What's that?
Maybe a casket.
I mean, look, and the idea of putting up some kind of memorial to this woman. I mean, I certainly don't hold anything. I don't have any ill will towards her. After all, she's dead. But she did something incredibly stupid.
Yes.
Incredibly. Right in front of her children. You know she got mowed down right in front of her kids?
Yeah, actually, I was working my way back home that day, and traffic was a little congested on the east side.
I'll bet it was. Thanks for calling. Let's go out to beautiful Richland Center. Bill, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
How are you doing, Sly?
Good, Bill.
This whole topic reminds me of a distant neighbor lady. It's pretty rural out here. She come over, marched up to the door, and said, "You know what? I can't believe what the county just did." I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" She says, "They put those deer crossing signs right in front of my house, and now all them deer are going to be crossing there." I suppose you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, too.
No, let's leave politics out of this. that's pretty funny. Steve in Madison, you're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Hey, Slayer, I got an idea for a sign for you.
Okay.
Statewide, don't be an idiot today.
Don't be an idiot today. Okay, yeah, can we get that all on a... all right. We live in a bilingual. We live in a bilingual society now. I'm wondering if we need a universal symbol for that.
Someone in a dunce chair. I don't know.
That would be good.
This last week, there was a 5-car pileup on the Wisconsin-Iowa bridge at Dubuque.
Uh-huh.
Because the young woman was getting out to shoo a kitten.
Oh,
off the bridge. Yeah, 5 cars.
Well, what could go wrong with shooing a kitten off a bridge?
Yeah.
5-car pileup.
Yep.
Wow. Did the kitten get smacked?
They take care of a lot of problems. They take care of blinker problems. They take care of not turning off your blinker. They would take care of merging. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot today. And don't play Pokemon while you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be another good thing. You would be surprised how many people I see on their phones every day.
Oh, I know.
Driving through your state here.
It is.
I go from Dubuque to Green Bay 5 days a week, and I'm surprised people live in the state. Or any state.
Thanks. So, thanks for calling. John, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Hey, Sly, how you doing?
Good.
I don't know if I've got any help for you, but... I call this the Disneyland effect. A lot of people look, you know, they watch these little Disney cartoons where all the little animals talk and they think and they, you know, they interact. And I, you know, people just don't get that animals are animals. Whether it's a dog, cat, duck, you know, whatever it is. There's this disconnect with nature all the way around. Good example, just this year, they had to euthanize a calf buffalo out in Yellowstone Park. Somebody picked it up thinking it needed help.
Oh, God.
It didn't need help. It had just been born. They took it away from the mother. The forest people had to bring it back, and obviously the herd wouldn't take the animal back. It had human scent on it. It happens all the time. It happens all the time in the spring with deer. People are picking up fawn deer and they bring it someplace.
Oh, God.
You've killed that animal. It happens constantly. People have this disconnect with nature and how things really work, and that's the problem. People got to wake up, figure out what real life is, and put the phones down, for God's sake. Figure it out.
And quit playing Pokemon.
Amen to that, brother.
All right. Thanks for calling. Rich in South Beloit. You're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Yeah, it's nice to join you. I have a thought about this that I don't think has been mentioned. Unless, I just tuned in late, maybe, so it might have been said. But the thing is, this guy that hit this woman and killed her in front of her kids and everything, you know, he's got to live with this, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's an idiot that walks out in front of the road, and then it affects his life, the rest of his life, too.
Yeah, you're right. No. That is absolutely true. Years ago, this is probably 10 years ago now, some woman slammed on her brakes for a duck and ducklings crossing a highway in Montreal. And a motorcycle she hit the brakes so hard, a motorcycle behind her slammed into her. And the motorcyclist lived, but his girlfriend died. And they ended up charging this woman with vehicular homicide because she caused an accident for her own stupidity over some little baby ducklings.
rightfully so.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. But yes, the man that hit the woman with the baby ducklings has to live with that the rest of her life, his life.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.